Hey everyone, welcome to episode 55 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Doing good as always. Once again, back here, favorite place
in the world is Zoom. Talking to me, couldn't be better, eh? There is one way that it could be a little bit better though, and that is inviting on our official NBA analyst, Glenn McFarlane, on the podcast, and that's what we did today. How's it going, G?
Pretty good. How's it going with you?
Hey, can't complain. Trade deadline's coming up. It's a sports fan dream, NBA fan's dream, especially when the Raptors are in the highlights with some some potential trades. So I'll admit I've been away from basketball a bit this year. Haven't been watching a ton. Maybe I'm a bandwagon fan. What can you say? But I'm wearing the hat for those of you who can't see. So I guess I'm still a fan. You ready to get into some analysis, Jack, today of the trade deadline?
Balls on my mind, and I need Glenn to talk me through it.
You're in the right place.
So what we decided to do today, obviously, as I said, trade deadline is Thursday. We're recording Tuesday night, so let's see if any trade drops right now. It's only 2 days before, so you never know. I know that's happened before when we had Glenn on. I think it was the wall trade? I can't remember now.
It was the wall trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you called me. You called me in live for the wall trade.
So that's this time we might have them live for one. I know some of the rumors have been heating up on Twitter I've seen. So maybe we'll catch some fire and get something while we're recording. But that being said, I think for the agenda today, we have two things. We want to dive into some of these potential trades that are going to happen over the next couple days. As well, we thought kind of do something fun. We threw together a bunch of the trade candidates. And what Jack, Glenn, and I are going to do is we're going to draft them. So we're going to draft a starting lineup plus a six man with all of kind of the potential trade candidates or buyout options. So just kind of a fun idea. Glenn, you've been preparing all day for the draft?
Yeah, pretty much. I took the day off work to, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've looked into it a little bit and think I'm ready to go. Looking forward to it.
Jack, you think you have a chance against an insider like Glenn?
No, I've... did two YouTube searches and watch one Wojnarowski video.
Nice. So how was the video?
4 minutes long, and he basically said Aaron Gordon might get traded.
All right.
Good insight.
Sounds good to me. You drinking something on the rocks to get you through the draft, Jack?
This is a peppermint tea. My scientists love me.
Delicious. I had a blueberry tea earlier. I know we were talking about the tea lately. Glenn, are you a big tea guy?
Yeah, I can get a tea every now and then. I am a peppermint guy from Tim's, but that's pretty much the only tea I'll mess around with. Or I do like iced. I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, twisted maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever ordered a to-go tea, like gone and gotten a tea from Tim's or something.
Really?
I think I only drink tea at home. Like when my mom's putting a cup of tea on the boiling up some water for a cup of tea. That's the only time. If I get like,
are you scared they'll make fun of you?
No, it's just I
after
think
a while it's not that bad. They
yeah.
You know. Once the laughter dies down, they eventually give you your tea, and then you get.
Yeah. I think they only spit in it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. A little flavor. I mean,
depending on the cashier, it makes it better.
I feel like tea is just like a relaxer for me. It's like, oh, I want a cup of tea. Like when the asthma's flaring up, or I have a bit of a tickle. I want a cup of tea, and I feel like when I'm going to Tim Hortons, I don't have any of those symptoms happening. I just want like a nice ice cup. I want like an iced coffee, or I want a ice cap. Like I would say 75% to 80% of the times I get a beverage from Tim's, it's an ice cap.
I feel like it's because I'm not a coffee guy, and I don't want to look like a child ordering like a juice. So
what about those peach drinks though? Because those are the best. I feel
those
like
are delicious, but. You know, I'm getting older. I got to be careful of the sugar.
Yeah, very,
these days.
Very true. Very true. What's your, speaking of sugar, what's your go-to donut of choice, Glenn?
Oh, that's probably a strawberry vanilla. Strawberry jam in the middle, vanilla icing with sprinkles on top. Delicious.
I was thinking you were going to go with like the white powder on the outside with the strawberry filling.
Oh man,
but
strawberry vanilla.
Yours sounds good.
Oh, it's great. It's hard to find. Like you'll go to Tim's a lot and they'll say, oh, we don't have that one, but
never heard of that.
They can't find it.
Yeah.
Let me go back there and make it.
Usually the Bonville one's pretty good for it. Usually they'll take care of you.
All right. What about you, Jack?
A Boston cream guy.
Oh, attaboy.
I've had it.
And they're easy to find, I assume. Yeah, pretty popular donut.
No, only one. We'll do it right. The only one puts a sufficient amount of cream for me.
It does. Does the Bowmanville location have a sufficient supply when you go?
No, I hop back and make it myself. They don't do my cream right.
Nice, nice.
The Bowmanville Tim's, man. It's the best one.
Which one? Are you talking about the most, the busiest Tim's three. In Canada? Or one of that new high-rise behind
Ballpark? Not the new one. No, no. The one by the highway. That has always got
Glenn's the original donuts. Guy. Yeah.
That's always got the donuts you want.
It's a bit of a fiasco in the parking lot, though. Does that ever turn you away, or does that donut supply is too much to worry about the parking?
I feel like the other one is pretty brutal, too. So I figure either way, it's going to be a zoo in the parking lot, so I might as well get the donut that I want.
I'm going to get T-boned. I might as well stop the donut that I like.
Worth it.
The hillbilly truck guys aren't as big a fan of the strawberry filled vanilla glazed donuts.
They have theirs filled with motor oil.
Glenn hides it from the bag like a fucking like a 40th beer
with my tea. Bag. Yeah, I got my tea and my strawberry donut driving past these guys.
Hey, what you got? Black coffee and curler. Good man.
All right. I think that's enough Tim Hortons talk. Let's get into our first. We got to figure out who's drafting first. So one click away from figuring out the draft order. Obviously it's not an extensive list. It is a lottery as we've only had three teams. So you're guaranteed a top three pick, and here we go, boys. Nice. Can you give me a bit of a drum roll? The viewers can't see, but it's quite exhilarating for us.
Is that a drum roll?
You play the drums.
Oh, I thought you went with our mouths.
All right, here we go. We have the picks. Glenn, first overall pick. Jack with the second. And I'm taking the third pick. Initial thoughts, Glenn, are you happy?
No, it wasn't the pick I was going for, since we're doing a serpentine here. But we'll make it work.
Jack, what do you think?
It's the one I wanted. I get to capitalize off of Glenn's every mistake.
I wanted right where I want him. So I almost attempted to make a trade here, but I don't know if that's legal.
You wanted the first pick?
I wanted the first pick for fun. Yeah.
Interesting.
But hey, that's not how the cookie comes.
You're making me think I got a good pick now.
I think you do. I think there's one obvious choice that you got to go with the first. Yeah. Not to put any pressure on you.
Oh, but it's
I don't even think that's who you're thinking, though. So
what? Really?
Anyways, we'll discuss it after.
I have a feeling I know yours.
But we're going to throw it off to you, Glenn. First overall pick in the annual, maybe. What is it? What would you call it? Trade deadline draft, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right. I think with the first pick in the 2021 annual, whatever you call it, trade deadline draft. I think I'm going to pick Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic.
All right. And you're going to take him as your center, I assume. We'll throw him in there. Jack, what do you think of the pick first overall?
Yeah, that's who you got to pick. I mean, he's putting up the best numbers. I don't think he'll get moved, but
it is.
No, he won't get moved.
We're trying to win 1 year, right? Or are you building the best team long term? Because mine was to win 1 year.
But I'm trying to win right now.
Yeah, like we got to win, right, Jack? You on the same page? You on the same?
Absolutely.
Page? Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Can you pull up the list on the screen there? Sorry.
Of course. Oh, you're supposed to have studied Glenn and know it. Is that good? You can see it now.
Yeah, just so I see their positions.
Thanks, God, you asked.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
so
the guest. I can do that.
The floor is to you, Jay.
I just searched on Twitter, LeBron trade. This guy says he's going to get moved, so I'm taking LeBron James. No, I'm bad. Once again, Glenn missed out on the best point guard available, and that's what you need when you're starting a team. Magic Johnson has said this man has the highest IQ. I'm taking Lonzo Ball.
Where'd you hear that stat, Jack?
Magic Johnson said this.
And so you're
is Magic ever eligible? Oh, absolutely.
And you're gonna run him at the two?
Run about anything, Jesus.
All right, Lonzo Ball, second overall. Bit of a surprise pick. Not gonna lie, I can't fathom that I'm gonna get these two guys, but third overall, gonna go with Kyle Lowry. Best point guard. Point guards are, as you can see on the screen, they're pretty slim, I would say. So you want to kind of snag the best guy early. So I'm gonna go with proven winner Kyle Lowry with my third overall pick. Obviously, I can snake around and get the next pick, but I'll pause on that for now because I think some of these guys are potentially going to move before the trade deadline. I think Vooch and Lonzo, I don't know if we'll talk about them. They're not there. There's rumors around them, but they're not solidified. But I think Lowry is one of the guys who is clearly on the trade block. And as a huge Raptors fan, I'm sure you have some opinions on this, Glenn. Are you for or against the Kyle Lowry trade in the next 2 days?
Oh, yeah, I've kind of been like on the fence with it all season. I don't know. I feel like my gut tells me I do want him to go for a couple of reasons. The main one being a Raptors fan is I don't want to let him walk this summer for nothing. I'd love to get something back for him. Like the talk of like Tyler Hero, if he goes to the Heat, just sounds great. Or, you know, Duncan some sort Robinson. Of a pick. Duncan Robinson would be awesome. And as long as we're keeping Kyle happy, like shipping him to a place that he agrees to go, which he said like Philly or the Heat would be fine with him. I think that's important because I don't want the Raptors to get that look of, you know, they don't take care of their guys. So if he gives them their blessing, then I'd be down for that. But I know there's like the other side of the coin where it's like, he's a leader. He's, you know, the identity that the Raptors want to keep and he can help the young guys and all that stuff. But I think the core, like the team has run its course and, you know, it's been a tough stretch. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like the championship was worth every bit of the pain that has been going on the last couple months. But, I don't know. I think he deserves to go for another run at it. If he goes home to Philly, that'd be awesome. If he goes to play in Miami, you know, he's good friends with Butler and I think it'd be a good fit. So if he's fine with it and gives Masai his blessing, I wouldn't be opposed to getting something back for him because who are we kidding? We're not doing anything special with this core. You know, after we've reached the top, no one wants to see a first round exit. So I would be down to trade him and get something back. Yeah, that's kind of my take on it.
I agree. And I think we've probably wavered back and forth. I'd love to hear the podcast recordings play back and forth to see what we've said about Lowry over the last couple times we've had you on. I'm in the same boat, though. Same thing happened to the Leafs. It's like I remember Jack and I always used to talk about when Phil Kessel was on the Leafs. It was like, hey, let's build around Phil Kessel. Let's retool things like that. It's like Phil Kessel wasn't really the piece that was going to get us over the hill. Look where we are now. We've got a couple huge first top 10 picks. And Leafs are a good team now. It's like you just at a point of progression where you just need to start over. And it's pretty clear that the Raptors are there. Obviously a bit different because they do have some pieces set in place with your Van Vliet and your Siakams, but a guy like this who knows if he's going to come back. And even if he does, we don't really have the ability to put him around enough guys right now to make a push. So I agree. Glenn, you did mention the rumors have been going around. Heat and Philly seem to be the two teams. Obviously the Heat have guys like Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero. Hero, I think that's a lot to give up for the Heat. Obviously they are pushing for to move in the playoffs. I don't know if they'd be willing to give up that name, but obviously just hearsay. And then the other team you hear, a couple guys like Maxi and Matisse Thybulle going around. I personally think I would enjoy a trade to Heat better. I just think they have more intriguing assets to give up. So I think personally he's probably going to go to the Heat, and that would be my prediction. Partly, I think it's kind of selfish because I'd rather their assets, but I just think they're better equipped to pick up a player compared to Philly, where they're a bit more cap constrained and don't have as many assets. Where do you think he's going to go, Jay?
I think Philly would be my first pick, but I'm on your team with the whole going to Miami. I like the assets they give better. I think if you can get a Duncan Robinson, or probably not Hero, but Robinson would be really nice on this team, I think.
Yeah. Fairly big player who can shoot the three. It's exactly what we need to go around Fred VanVleet, who's a smaller player. So I think that'd be a nice compliment. Obviously, he's not somebody who's going to be like a 1-2-3 type guy, but I think he's like a perfect fourth player who's always in the starting lineup, and you know what you're getting from him. Would you want to throw up a prediction there, Glenn, quickly? Heat, Philly, where you think he's going to go?
I think the odds are more in favor of the Heat. I think they have more to work with, and they can, you know, just seeing the trades that Masai puts through, he doesn't settle. You saw it with, you know, Kawhi, with Serge. He gets what he wants out of trades. And as you said, I think the Heat's assets are a little more intriguing. And I think that they tasted the finals last year and kind of understand that with one other piece, they are in a win now situation. So is Philly, but if I were to put my money on it, I would say the Heat.
All right, so we've got our predictions in there. Let's keep our draft going. Just to recap the first round, we had Vucevic going to Glenn. We had Lonzo Ball going to Jack. And then Kyle Lowry going to Thomas, myself. Because it's just a snake draft, it's coming back around to me. This isn't really my goal originally with the draft, was to kind of have a big man and a guard out of the first two rounds. But I can't turn down this guy, so I'm going to go with Victor Oladipo. I think he has like the highest potential. Obviously, he's gone through a bit of injury here. But I think he's got a ton of potential as a player. And I think he could honestly be, and I know he was the best player on this list. Obviously, Vucevic is now. But I love the quality of the pick at the number four spot. Didn't think he was going to make it outside of the first round. So I'm going to take Victor Oladipo. So I've got my one and two filled up. And then back to you, Jay, for the fifth overall pick.
I'm looking at the draft board. I think I've already won. I have the player with the only undefeated high school championship run on my team. I like what you said with going with the big man. I'm going to take Drummond next.
It's a good pick. Looks like it might be a potential buyout option. Seems like we've talked about it extensively over the last couple times we had you. I think the last time we had you on, especially Glenn, we talked about the Drummond trade. Looks like he will probably be on the move via buyout. Let's give Glenn his last pick here in the second round, and then we'll do a deeper dive into a couple of the guys you've drafted so far. Who are you going with at the sixth spot, Glenn?
Okay, so I have a quick question first. Is this draft, like, are the teams like going off Yahoo Fantasy stats? Like, should I be thinking Yahoo Fantasy stats when I'm picking?
No,
guys?
Win, Glenn. Win in real life. Real life.
Win in real life.
No fantasy. As Faye should say, no fake basketball.
No fake basketball.
Only real basketball.
So by win in real life, what do you mean by that?
We're going to get these guys on a court together, and they're going to play each other, and we're going to see who wins.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's who you'd want to roster if you had one game to win the championship, or a whole playoff series to win the championship. Who do you think's going to win?
Okay. All right. So with that in mind, with my second
pick. I help you in all. You're in the same boat.
With my second pick, I think I'm going to load it up and go big. And I think I'm going to go. Oh, you threw me off guard with that one.
You didn't see that pick coming? Oh.
No, I was thinking fantasy stats here.
What, you run the Excel before with all the fantasy stats of all these players?
I have the highest chance to win with these guys.
I have an algorithm. Okay, with my second pick, I'm going to go with John Collins.
It's a good pick. That's who I thought was going to go there. Bit envious. You're making me two big men going, and you're making me regret my pick, but that's pretty good. Those are three guys you could potentially move as well. Glenn's clearly gone big, drafting his his four and his five in the first two rounds. I drafted a one and a two, so, and Jack's kind of all over the board. He's got a good mix. I think
the next Kobe and Shaq duo, Lonzo and Drummond.
Hey,
I'm telling you,
I wouldn't want, hopefully it doesn't come down to a 3-point shoot off, but other than that, I think you're set.
I'm rebounding the fuck out of Thomas.
Yeah. So the first guy I drafted fourth overall was Oladipo. I know his name has been going around. It almost seems like it's a lock now that he's going to be traded. I personally have picked him to go to the Knicks. I know there's a couple teams floating around. The Heat was another one. If they can't take a crack at Lowry, maybe they want to grab a guy like Oladipo for the playoff run. But I think he's going to go to the Knicks. The Knicks have a ton of guys who they can trade for him, whether it be like a Knox, a Quickly, a couple other young studs who they don't necessarily need. They already have Maple Jordan over there already, 2.0. So I think that's a team that could really trade for him. And the Knicks, they struck out last year. Obviously, Julius Randle, that signing, he's been great, but it's obviously not who they wanted when the likes of Kyrie were on the free agent signing potential. So I think they want to try to get as good of a guy they can via trade and get the bird rights for him. So I'm gonna go with Oladipo going to the Knicks. What do you think about that, Glenn?
Yeah, I could see it. I've read on sportsnet.ca and TSN. I've read it's pretty wide open for him. I have read that it's almost a for sure that he's going somewhere. But what I had down here was the Hawks. I could see him going to the Hawks. I think the Hawks are going to try to make a push. They've got a really good team as on paper, obviously. And I'm not too sure where they're at in the standings right now, but I think they're in a playoff spot, right?
They're hovering. Well,
they gassed their coach, right? And they've won a ton of games since then. They're in fifth place, actually, which is higher than I thought they would be. But
yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it's crazy that the standings are very tight. Like they're in fifth place, but they're only two games ahead of the 10th place team, the Pacers. So the bottom of that East is very tight. But yeah, they've secured a spot.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had him going to the Hawks. I'm not exactly sure how it would work in terms of salaries going back and forth, but you know, I know that Collins is on the trade block. I don't know if they'd go for that. They'd have to throw in some picks if they were to give up Collins too, because he's probably, in my opinion, with the age on his side and the lack of injuries that Oladipo does have, they probably also, if they were to give up Collins, would want to pick. And I'm not sure that would make – actually, that would probably make some good sense for Houston, right? Because Collins is pretty young, and they're looking to rebuild. Sense,
but they do have Wood, so
– they have Christian Wood, has been playing really well.
But the thing for me that sticks out there is if Atlanta is going for it, I'm not sure if they're going to want to give up a guy like John Collins. I know he's not part of the core there, but –
it would probably end up being Bogdanovich and like a pick, you think?
Yeah, because it would be a similar type player. And then you're just getting an upgrade, even though they just signed him. I did see Bogdanovich's name. He could be drafted later as well. He's on the board, but I saw his name floating around too, which is bizarre because seemed like he was almost a lock on the Bucks. Then he signed with the Hawks, and now he's almost out of there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So yeah, I had him go to the Hawks. We'll see what happens. He's definitely going somewhere. I would put my money on him not being in Houston in a week's time, but we'll see.
Yeah, and I think it was just a matter of them trying to get somebody, right? Like, a bit of a tough spot, but
yeah,
they did. At least they got somebody in that trade. You lads ready to move on to our third round of the draft? Glenn, you're back on the clock.
All right, so I gotta get a guard here, don't I? I got a big team, so this board is very top heavy. But there's one name that's sticking out to me in the shooting guard small forward section. And that is my man, Norm Powell.
Wayne Ellington Jr.
I'm not surprised you picked him there, Glenn. I know you're a homer and he's been having such a great season. So I think that's some decent value in the third selection. And I assume we'll keep it up in the air if you're going to run him at the two or the three, or
let's put him at the two.
Okay.
Let's put him at the two for now.
We'll lock Norm in there for now. All right. Jay, you're up.
This is tough now. Now we're in. No, it's not. I'm going to go Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon. Okay.
I like that guy.
I like you picked him too, because we can talk about him as well. You're going to fill him in at the power forward or small forward position, are you thinking?
I'll do small forward.
We can obviously switch him around too.
Obviously.
Throughout the draft, but that's good value there, Aaron Gordon. Back to me, obviously I went small the first two picks. I was really eyeing down John Collins, but I had a feeling he wouldn't get to me. I'm going to go with an experienced player, LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm going to put him at center. I'm going to go small this year. Not the biggest rebound. Well, I mean, not the biggest player, but I like a five who can shoot the three. So I'm going to lock in Aldridge there as my center. I think what we'll do here, take another minute again, because I think these three guys all have high potential to be traded over the next couple of days. Let's start with Glenn Pick Powell. Glenn, are you thinking that Norm's not going to be a Raptor anymore? I've seen a couple. We were talking about a Mike Grange tweet. I think he was talking with Bob McGowan and said, like, he doesn't see any chance of Norm coming back to the team, obviously paraphrasing, but just seems like he's on his way out with how well he's been playing. They're going to give him a shot somewhere else. I think it's just a matter of, do they see Norm Powell being a player they want to put money into, especially a lot of money now that he's been playing well? What do you think, G?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is his trade value, his stock is at an all-time high, right? He is a great fit on any contender. His contract for the rest of the year is cheap enough that a lot of the contenders can afford him. And as you said, like, if we want to keep him, we're really going to have to pay him, right? He has a player option after this season, I believe. So he's going to opt out, obviously. And then, yeah, it's like, is he the kind of guy we want to give a max or close to a max for? I don't know. Like, it obviously, what we have right now isn't, it's obviously past its prime. So I think it just makes sense for a lot of Raptors fans to trade him, get something back for him. Don't let him walk this summer or necessarily overpay him. Because I love Norm, don't get me wrong, but he can be streaky, right? Like, we've seen him have really good seasons and really bad seasons. When he first got this contract, it was like, wow, we really overpaid this guy. And now it's seeming like a deal, right? So,
yeah.
And he's prone to injuries, right? His shoulder has given out on him plenty of times in the past. So I personally would like to see him traded. Love the guy, but I hope he goes to a contender. He deserves to take a run at it again this season. So I don't really have a specific team for him. I just have him going to a contender, because a lot of them can afford him. Obviously it won't be someone like the Clippers, because they don't have any like picks or assets to like give us back. But I think it's wide open. But if I were to guess, I think he probably will be traded. But at the same time, I have trouble seeing Lowry and Norm both getting traded this week. Seems like a lot to happen in the next couple of days, but I still would bet that he's probably gone as of Friday yeah. morning. So, yeah.
I agree. I think it just seems, I would like to see them both gone, sadly. But I don't, like you said, I don't know if that's possible. And it's like, who are we going to put on the court after that, right? Like,
yeah.
I know we can get some guys back for them, but it's not going to be a very good product for development. Like, you still want these guys to be developing with some players around them. The team that I actually thought who would maybe make a run at them was the Charlotte Hornets. LaMelo, it looks like he just had a season-ending injury, and they're actually playing pretty well. They're 21-21, sixth place in the East. Still have a chance, and you can't really say that a lot in Charlotte. So pick up a guard who can maybe fill in for Lonzo for the rest of the season. If they want to re-sign him, they have some cap, throw some money at him. Obviously, not many guys are knocking at Charlotte's door other than Gordon Hayward to go play there. So maybe you got a shot at signing Norm. If not, who cares? We made a shot at the playoffs. Get some of these young guys, the Grahams, the Rosiers, a shot at the playoffs. So I thought Charlotte was a name that actually made sense, albeit not a team that I don't think Norm would be chomping at the bit to go to. That's a business if you're the Raptors. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, I could see it. It's a good point. I think, as you said, Charlotte's in a position that they aren't normally in. So I don't think any of us actually think they're a contender, but at least they might be able to give their fan base, you know, maybe a second round or something like that. So if that means putting an exciting product on the court and adding Norm to do that, then I could see that. Yeah. I'm not too sure what their cap space is like after that big Gordon signing, but I'm sure they have space. As I said, his contract isn't huge this year. I think Norm's getting like 10 million.
Yeah.
It's about something 10. Like that. So yeah, I could see it. I could see that for sure.
And I'm sure the Raptors could take something on short term, even if it's a similar deal to Norm's to get him back and then just drop him obviously after the season. All right. Another big name. Let's move on to Aaron Gordon. His name, I know, Jack, before you said you drafted him, and you also said before the podcast, it looks like he's requested a trade. Doesn't see the Magic being his ideal destination anymore. I know, I don't know if he's kind of fallen out of favor there. He had the bit of a lure around him when he was in the dunk contest. But Jonathan Isaac's a good player, similar type position. So maybe he's fallen out of favor and he wants to go win. He's not getting any younger. Was there a certain team, Glenn, that you thought maybe Aaron Gordon would be going to? If not, yeah, all good.
I had down Boston. I read something about Aaron Gordon to Boston for like a Marcus Smart type of thing. I could see that. I think he'd be a good fit in Boston. I also read that maybe the Nuggets. I don't know exactly who would make sense to trade to the Magic from the Nuggets, whether they just want...
I see Gary Harris's name being floated around. I think he's kind of fallen out of the rotation there, but I don't know if that makes sense for Boston. I mean, when I look at Boston, I think they definitely need to get a big... But I looked at those guys who played the Raptors in the playoffs last year, and they played pretty hard in the playoffs. Williams and Tice, like, they were serviceable players. So I don't know if they want to go mortgage their future. Obviously, they have Thompson. He's maybe on the block, and he's a serviceable player as well. So I think I agree with you. I think the Celtics might go for a guy like Aaron Gordon, who can kind of play that 3-4. And kind of upgrade in that position. So I agree with you with the Celtics, because I think they're kind of raring up to make a move. They're kind of underachieving. I think many of us thought they'd be in the top three in the conference, if not top four, and they're down in eight. Obviously, I said before, it's pretty tight, but I mean, they're 6.5 games back of the Bucks for third place. So that's a tough climb against a team like the Bucks. So I agree. What do you think about him going to the Celtics, Jay?
No, I think that's the best option that I've read, at least, as well. Whether it's giving up, like you said, one of their young options with Williams, or even one of their guards. I know they've drafted a couple over the years that have kind of been like bench guys but have been serviceable for them. Maybe giving up that is an option. And then, of course, the picks they have stockpiled still. I think yeah,
I don't think they'll be quiet at the deadline. They definitely want to make a move. The last guy I drafted, Aldridge. I don't know if we want to dive too deep into him. I think I'd like to see him reunited in Portland. I'd love to see Portland get a 4 and make another push this year. So that was kind of my pipe dream there. But maybe we'll move on to the next round of the draft, because I know we got some more guys to talk about later. It's back to my pick, so I kind of wish I didn't rush into this. I wish I let you guys talk some more about our Aldridge, so I could think more about who I was going to take. I've got Lowry, Oladipo, and I've got my centers, Aldridge. It's tough sledding here. I kind of got thrown off. I see a lot of depth at that small forward shooting guard position, so I'm okay there. I think I'm going to take, I think I'm going to go a little old with my picks. Lots of veteran experience. I'm going to go with Al Horford at the four. I want to have guys who can shoot the three and are veteran presence. I think I'll have to go with some young, fast guys for my last picks because I've got Lowry, Horford, and Aldridge. But I'm happy with those two guys at the four and the five. They can both play the center position too, which I like. Two guys who can rotate for your four and your five. And as I said before, shoot the three. So I'm going to go with Al Horford as my power forward. Now let's go back to you, Jay, for your fourth round pick.
I'll go Bagley, actually. The guy who not having a good season this year, but he had a great one last year. And he's still young too.
Good call. You got some youth spirit on your team. You got Lonzo, Gordon still fairly young, and you got Bagley. Young, so
young leg in a 78 game series, I'm destroying Thomas. You guys will fall off before then.
All right, and it goes back to you, Glenn. You've got a lot of guys left on the board. You're still looking for a point guard and a small forward. So far, you've drafted Vucevic, Collins, and Norm. Who are you going with for your fourth round pick?
Yeah, so I need a point guard, I'm seeing. I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I see there's plenty of options still in the small forward range. So I feel like I need a point guard before. You're right. I didn't look at that before. Kyle Lowry is really the only elite point guard on the board. Well, Lonzo Ball too. Sorry, Jack.
Thank you. I didn't hear Magic saying anything about his IQ.
So I feel like since I need someone at the point, I'm going to go with Spencer Dinwiddie at point guard.
Ooh, no legs, Dinwiddie. Bold.
It's a good pick. He is injured. We're not going to take that into account for this draft.
We will chop block him to death.
he was good last year when Brooklyn was hurt.
He is good.
Dinwiddie can play.
Yeah, I think that
he can't, actually. That's his problem right now.
I think the three draftable players at point guard were drafted now after four rounds. I think that's a fair player to get as a third ranked point guard. Glenn, I know you said, I did say that I think that there was a lot of disparity in the point guards. I'm happy I got my guy, but Dinwiddie's definitely, I would say he would be my second pick. But we can leave that up to the debate after the draft.
Well, I have a pick right after this anyway. So
yeah, let's keep her going. Unless any of you guys have anything big to say about Horford, Bagley, or Dinwiddie, but I personally don't. Glenn, are you
I've
ready?
I've been itching to talk about Bagley all day. Yeah.
No, all right, Glenn, who are you going? You got a small forward and your six man left.
Yeah. Okay. So as I said, I still feel really comfortable with the small forward. So I think I'm just going to go best guy on the board. I think that's the play here. Get a six man. So, man, I'm between a couple guys, but I don't want to say them.
You can say them.
I think
we can't see them on the screen too, Glenn, but
the whole list is in front of us.
Yeah, but like the guys I'm thinking.
Maybe we'll I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't reveal them either. I'm on the same boat. I'm just dogging them.
I think with my fifth pick, I think I'm gonna go with Terrence Ross at the small forward.
Oh, the Raptor homer takes another Raptor. But I like that pick. That's a good pick for sure. He was definitely, I was looking at him as my sixth man. I mean, I need a small forward too, so I could slot him in the starting lineup. But when I think of Terrence Ross, I think of sixth man. Jay, back to you.
I'm going to switch Lonzo to the point, and then we're going to go Fournier. As my shooting guard, averaging an absurd amount of points right now. Yeah, he's killing it.
Everyone's trying to get out of there. So I like that pick, Jack. He played well. I remember when we played the Magic in that first playoff series. When was that? 3 years ago now? Four?
Oh, yeah.
That was 2019.
Or less than that. I mean, my time radar now with the past year, I couldn't pick a time out of my ass if I try. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty happy with what I have laying here with me. I'm not happy I have the next two picks, but I think I'm going to go with, for my small forward, I'm going to go Bogdan Bogdanovic. Bit of a mouthful there, but I like that guy. It adds a little bit of youth to my team, which is always good, and he can shoot the three. He was hot in Sacramento. I don't know. I assume he hasn't been fit. Has he been injured or what this year? Why is he not fitting in with the Hawks? Why is he on the waiver wire? Or are they just looking to bring in someone else?
Wait, he's been averaging the Hawks, like, no points.
I'm confused. Isn't the Hawks when Bohan, or is it Bogdan? Because there's two.
Yeah, sorry, I pronounced it wrong. But the Hawks one is the one that's on the block.
So we're talking, okay. Yeah,
Boyan. Is it Boyan?
Okay, that's, it's Boyan? I think Boyan is the Hawks one. He's the one who almost went to the Bucks.
I thought that was Bogdan.
Right? Or is it Bogdan?
I thought Boyan was on.
I think it's Bogdan. I mean, there's no way to figure this out, but. Because aren't they spelled like very similar too?
Bogdanovich. Controversy.
Let me see here.
I can't believe Bogdan's caused us to stop this whole thing completely out of all the players we talked about.
Boyan.
Okay, Bogdan, yeah, he's the Hawks one.
Yeah, and that's Sorry. who I want.
That was my guess. Yeah. So what was the question?
I was just saying, why is he on the block after just getting traded? I don't understand that. I mean, he's averaging about 10-3-2 this year. Maybe he's just falling out of order there, but he was really good with Sacramento. So I'm happy with that pick to fill out my team there, my starting lineup. Got Lowry, Depot, Bogdan, Al Horford, and
Bogdanovich.
And I've got another pick here. I've got my sixth man. This is a tough one here. A lot of guys to go with, but I can't think of a better guy who you want coming off your bench, even potentially starting. And that is, I'm going to go with JJ Redick. He's a game changer. We've seen him in the playoffs multiple times. I remember in that Philly series in 2019, when JJ steps on the court, even though I know he's getting old, but he changes the game completely. He can hit two or three straight shots like nothing. That's 9 points. So I'm really happy to get JJ Redick. I was actually going to slot him in as my shooting guard. I was going to maybe take him in the fourth round, but I'm happy last an extra round. I can snag him where I got him in the last round.
It's a good pick.
I'm going to switch back to Jay, and then Glenn has the last pick.
Yeah. So for my sixth man, I'm going to assume he's still not taking. I'll go Barnes.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes. That's a good pick.
Having a solid season.
Good value there, and he can play a couple of different positions. Harrison Barnes, lock him in.
It's a good pick. That's what I was going to pick. All right.
Oh, sorry, once again.
All right, to close out the inaugural, what's this called again? 2020 trade deadline draft.
2021, but
2021.
Good enough.
I am going to go with my sixth man. He's having a rough season, but it's because he's not playing. And I think we all know who that is. I'm going to go with Hassan Whiteside.
That's a good pick. He was a beast the year before, too. I know I drafted really him in fantasy, and it's been punishing to have to drop him. And yeah. I drafted him in, like, the top 10. Really sucks, but I like
he
that
pick. He was so good in Portland last year, and then he just went to the Kings and just doesn't play.
Yeah. It sucks. And he's a potential guy who could be on the wire.
He should be.
I don't know. I'm just looking at three guys a couple of the guys we drafted there. I look at JJ Redick. I'd really like to see him in Golden State. That's where I want to see him get traded to or get bought out and signed there. I think that'd be great. I mean, obviously, he's not a Klay Thompson, but just seeing Steph's a bit of a bigger guard. So we're fine to throw in JJ Redick with them. And I would love to see the two of them have like a mini splash bows, because I know they want to get in the playoffs. They don't want to finish so shitty like they did last year. Obviously they got the pick, which was nice, but I don't think the Warriors really want to miss the playoffs for too many more years. So having little guys like that, that can kind of chip away and get threes for them, I'd love to see him play with Steph. That'd be unreal to watch.
That would be cool. I think that one would make sense, and I could see them getting him for not having to give too much back. I had down JJ to New York. I think New York's going to try to make a push, and
good vet there.
Having a lethal shooter and yeah, a vet presence, I think would help them maybe win a first round series. So that's who I think he could go to, but the Warriors would be cool too.
All right, I'm gonna do a quick read over of everyone's team, then we'll do a little analysis after, and then some small talk after that. So we'll start with Glenn's team. He drafted Vucevic, then he drafted Collins, then he drafted Norm Powell, then he drafted Spencer Dinwiddie, he drafted Terrence Ross, and then he drafted Hassan Whiteside with the last pick. And then the second pick was Jack. He drafted Lonzo Ball first overall, Andre Drummond with a second pick, Aaron Gordon. Then he drafted Bagley. He drafted Fournier and then Barnes. And then myself at the point guard, I drafted Lowry. My second pick, I drafted Oladipo. My third pick, I drafted LaMarcus Aldridge. Then I went Al Horford, Bogdan Bojanovic. And then I went JJ Redick for my sixth man. You happy with your team, Glenn?
Yeah. I mean,
you didn't love that first pick, but I think it worked out for you, I would say.
I think the best player on the board I managed to lock up with the first pick. I think it's pretty undeniable that Vucevic is, in his prime and the best player on this board. But yeah, I think I like my team. I've got some big guys for, the rebounding, shot blocking aspect with, Hassan and Collins and Vucevic, and then I've got some shooting with T. Ross and Norm, and then Dinwiddie's a solid point guard to kind of run the show. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with my team.
What about you, Jack? Do you think you're gonna win this championship?
Absolutely. The lockdown defenders every position. This team dunks. This team defends, rebounds, will pass. Shooting threes in the past. That's the poor man's game. We back them up. We use it. We will use our six fouls consistently. If you don't utilize your six fouls, what are you doing?
What are you doing? They give them to you for a reason.
Sometimes they give you bonus ones.
Well, that's the end of the draft. I'm happy with
my team.
I've got a bunch of vets. Winners, Lowry, Horford, and Aldridge have been around for a long time, along with Redick. And I got a couple guys who can really run with Depot and Bogdan. So I'm happy with the team. I think everyone, 1 through 5, 1 through 6, they can all shoot the three, which I love to see in the playoffs. So we'll have to get the 2K sim going and see which team wins. And that'll be the answer to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask how we're going to decide this. That's a good way to do it.
I think what we'll have to do, we'll have to figure out a way to throw it up on the poll and get the audience voting, see who they think's going to win. But I like my team. I back my team.
Pay whoever votes for me.
$1 per vote. So I guess that comes to the end of our draft. I'll quickly run through a couple of the guys that were left on the board, and maybe we can mention if any of them were kind of sticking out to us. So left on the board was George Hill, Thomas Sadaransky. We had Wayne Ellington. We had Bielitsa. We had Larry Nance Jr. And we had JaVale McGee. Glenn, any of those guys that you were really thinking about drafting but just didn't pull the trigger?
I was close with Larry Nance. He's been pretty good this year, especially when Drummond was out, Love was out. Larry Nance was kind of the guy. I guess it was before the Brooklyn trade, because now I guess it's kind of gone to Jared Allen more so. But I was close with him. He's a good player, but still, I'm happy with my team.
Yeah. The only other guy that stuck out for me, and he's not even the best player left on the board, I would say, but George Hill. I always feel like he's in the playoffs against the Raptors. And he's not even like a starter or anything, but he just comes on there and he'll give you like 10 points, five assists or something like that. I wouldn't even, if I could have stocked up on like a two to five player and then just drafted George Hill as my point guard, I wouldn't have even really complained. That's what I was debating doing. And then obviously I got the Lowry pick, but if not, I probably would have just waited on point guard. Jack, any other guys for you, or you good to move on from the draft and see what the poll reveals?
No, I think you two guys kind of summed up the best two available. I'm not really too well versed in a Santoransky or a Wayne Ellington, but those are probably good players that teams would love, though.
Wayne can shoot the three.
Well, Wayne Ellington, yeah, he'll get bought. I assume he'll be one of those buyout contenders again. I think there was talks to him coming to the Raps as well a couple years ago.
I think I remember
just
that.
Because we wanted guys who could shoot the three, but I don't think he wants to. I don't think it's anyone we want to draft for our team, but definitely somebody who will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So outside of basketball, anything going on in the world of Jack Luker? What's on your mind?
Jeez, my world. Not much. Just listen to the new album releases. Dip into those. I don't know if you guys are big believers. I am.
It's hard not to be a believer as a Canadian. As a lover of good music, I did listen to quite a few songs on the new album. Glenn, are you a believer?
I mean, not really, because I didn't even know he came out with an album. But I've heard some of his new singles on the radio, like that that Leafs one, that Hold On or whatever, and that one.
The Leafs one. It's so funny because it literally has nothing to do with the Leafs. But I agree, like they had that the collab that was a bit interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that one's pretty catchy, and I mean. Yeah, he you can't argue he's got good music. He makes catchy songs. I saw a TikTok actually, speaking of Justin Bieber, where some kid was like pointing out how like he thinks he has a pretty bad temper, and he had some like videos to kind of back it up, and I could see it. I don't know if you guys have seen the TikTok, but
I
have you seen it?
I haven't seen the TikTok, but yeah, I know he's got some rumors about him.
Yeah, I think he's got kind of a drywall
puncher.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a guile.
Yeah, like the video was, there was one of him playing like an arcade basketball game with Haley. That's her name, right? His wife, yeah. And she beat him. And she's like, I beat you, I beat you. And he's like, I wasn't trying. And like, but the yell was like a mad yell. Like it wasn't like a, I'm kidding around, we're having fun. It was like a, I'm mad, I wasn't trying, I'm going to yell in the middle of this arcade, sort of a yell.
Rematch me.
Yeah. And then the second example that the kid gave was Justin Bieber in, I think it was in like Carpool Karaoke with James Corden. And James Corden was pretty much saying that, I think it was like Tom Hanks could beat Justin Bieber in a fight or something like that. And Justin Bieber was getting heated. He's like, just because he's like muscular doesn't mean he'd beat me. Like, I'm so much taller than him and all this stuff. And it's like, Tom, he was Hanks? Actually getting mad. Am I not? No, sorry, not Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
I was like, yeah, I guess you would slim down for
Captain I'd be Phillips mad if somebody said that to me.
Yo, Tom Hanks would kick your ass.
Tom Cruise, sorry. Yeah. So yeah, that's my Justin Bieber comments is I think he might have a short fuse. So
yeah, I don't know. Being famous from that young, I couldn't even imagine it. It's like you're just expected to be tough. Great. So I'd be pissed off every time I lost because he's probably just not used to it.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, if I was a child star, I'd be happily pissed off at Tom Cruise trying to fight me.
Or if Tom Hanks.
Yeah, all the Tom can get it. Tom, throw your hat in that.
If James Corden said Tom Hanks would beat me up, I might be mad too. He probably could, though. James
Corden telling you you're going to lose a fight. Oh, God.
So, sorry, I'm just distracted here. I'm trying to find out if there's any trades happening. I was hoping one would pop. For me, Paige on Twitter, top trending is Tyler Hero. Michael Grange just tweeted 2 hours ago saying the sticking point in a Lowry to Miami scenario was Tyler Hero. Miami is okay to give up 26-year-old Robinson he's actually older than I thought, and he's a pending RFA. He might be pricey to sign. Raptors prefer 21-year-old Hero, who was on the second year of a rookie deal. Makes total sense. I actually didn't know that Robinson was that old, not to jump us back into basketball so quickly, but that's a bit surprising to me.
Yeah, I didn't think he was that old either.
It's so funny, Glenn. Like, it's all I see all these tweets. They're all liked by Glenn McFarlane from these Raptors burner accounts, NBA Central, Heat Nation. Yeah, okay. Let's hope a trade comes out. We still got a couple more minutes on the podcast. If you can give us a few more, Glenn, or do you got to run off?
No, I'm good.
Anything you've been watching, Glenn? I want to know what you put on your TV. So you close your laptop after work on your day-to-day job, 5 o'clock. You maybe make some dinner. You have some chicken and rice, maybe some mixed vegetables. And then 7 o'clock comes around. What are you doing? Are you going watching TV? You throwing on some Netflix? What are you watching? What are you doing?
Yeah, so most nights what I'm doing is I'm throwing on a game of some sort, so either the Raptors or the Leafs. But I am watching a series right now with them, and it is MasterChef Canada. We're pretty into that this season. So I don't know if you've seen any of this season, but it's they've brought back a lot of the chefs who were kind of like runners up or came close in the last couple seasons. And it's called like MasterChef, I think it's like Back to Win or something like that. And we like that because some of the people are pretty local. Our favorite is a guy named Andre, and he's from Drummond. Whitby, actually. Yeah, Drummond.
Oh, really?
He's actually from Whitby, yeah. And he's like, I think he's probably the favorite to win. He's like super into like, you know, Caribbean foods and jerk chicken, and I love that kind of stuff. It looks so good. So yeah, that's probably the main show I've been watching in terms of a series these days. I was super into like Netflix and stuff like that at the beginning of the pandemic, but as time has gone on and sports have come back, I've kind of gotten more into that. But
Netflix, you ever heard of it, Jack? Big into the Netflix.
I've dabbled.
It's funny you said MasterChef because I've been into Hell's Kitchen, Glenn. That's the one I've been watching with Maria. I really like that. I think there's about 6 or 7 of them left, and I've been following that for the last couple weeks. I really like that show. Gordon's great. Any content he produces is going to be top notch.
Yeah. We actually started that. I've seen like the first probably 4 episodes of this season, and we were super into it, but, then MasterChef started, and like she's at school, right? So we only have so much time to kind of catch up on episodes every week. So we've had to choose one or the other these days. So we've gone with MasterChef, but yeah, Hell's Kitchen's pretty entertaining for sure. It's in Vegas this year, right?
Yeah, it's good. And there's always characters on those shows, and you know, some of them must be just casted and kept there for a while, like any reality TV show, but it makes it good. And just the unique challenges. And although I've watched Hell's Kitchen live for a lot of years, but we went back and watched 4 or 5 seasons, and they do repeat season to season. They have, like, you know, with about 4 episodes left, they're gonna all merge together, kind of like Survivor, and get your black jackets out. And then they have like cool like word scramble. There's a word scrambled and it's an ingredient, and then you can like use that ingredient if you guess it right. Like, there's always cool things like that. As you're like, Hell's Kitchen is very similar to Survivor. You have your like your initial challenge, and then you have your final kind of challenge, and that's for immunity technically. So I really like Survivor, really like Hell's Kitchen. I'm curious. I think I'm surprised they haven't. Survivor seems like the most COVID-friendly game show you could think of. Like, they're literally on a deserted island. I'm not sure. They should have pounded out like 2 or 3 seasons. People would have been loving it. But I don't know when the next season's coming out of that. But I'm a big Survivor fan. It seems like a perfect thing to throw on or thing to host during these times.
Yeah, or like Bachelor in Paradise, right? Get them all tested, put them on an island, and
I know
you got some Bob's good TV your uncle. With that.
There's probably thousands of Canadian men and women who are dying to go and meet other singles right now. Yeah. Like, they're stuck inside. It's like,
that's a good point.
Give this COVID-free island they can party on. I mean, That's a good segue there, Glenn. I know we've been talking possibly on the podcast. We want to do our own Bachelor in Paradise. We saw the questions and the application drop. I mean, I can't apply. Jack can't apply. Glenn, you can't apply, but we do have...
Yeah, they won't let me anymore. They blocked my IP address.
There's a max 15 applications and you already hit it.
Yeah.
But I love to host a Bachelor in Paradise audition on the podcast. When you saw that in the group chat last night, I was floating it around to our Talk on the Rocks Board of Advisors. What do you think, Glenn? Would that be some content you'd be putting in your ears as soon as it dropped?
I would definitely be into that content. We'd have some. I was like, as you put that in our little chat there, I was thinking there's not a lot of potential.
Kind bachelors
of bachelors in our group left. A lot of the guys in the group have gotten locked up over the last little while, but there's still some, and I think they'd make for an entertaining bachelor competition or whatever you want to call it. So yeah. I think that would definitely be some content that would get some traction for sure.
So I've got a list of people I've thought of. Jack and I only talked about it briefly, but I've definitely got some people who I think would be top notch to throw on a show like that. Little pushback from our people though. Do you think there should be a bachelorette that they're vying for? Or I think that's a bit fake. Like, it's not like during these times you can meet up with somebody. I think if it's more you pitch yourself as a bachelor and then we get our listeners to vote who they want to win. That's how I'm thinking of it. Because how could you like, what are we going to throw them in breakout rooms and have dates? Like, it doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, I think it would be tough to coordinate over a podcast with an actual bachelorette waiting for them. So I feel like, yeah, if the listeners can decide who's the winner, maybe you can run the same competition for the girls. And then from there, you can matchmake them or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Winner takes all.
Yeah.
All being the bachelor or the bachelorette on the other side. And the Bachelor just finished, obviously. A bit of an insane season, but we do have two more Bachelor seasons coming up and then the Bachelor in Paradise. So I thought it was pretty cool just to see the application. I was like, some of these questions are hilarious, or like asking for their Instagram. So what I was thinking is we get all of our pending bachelors to put up like an Instagram post, like an ideal Instagram post that they would want their Instagram to look like if they were applying to The Bachelor. That was one of my initial ideas. So it's like a scripted post and they throw it up right before we get them on the Zoom. And then we kind of rank through that, get a couple
of bachelors. And their actual account?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, if there's, okay. Well, I mean, it's
they're going to sell themselves to the,
it's just a nice post, right? Like, it's not like they have to post, like, they don't have to post like I'm applying for The Bachelor. Like, it's like a post that somebody would want to see in a pending bachelor is what I was thinking. Cause I'm looking at a couple of these questions and they're like about social media, put your social media at things like that. So that's a big factor. I know my sister, she's a big bachelorette fan. She always says like half these people, even on American Idol shows like that, you need to have some sort of following now to even get on the show, it seems. So I think that's an important part of it.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, that'd be a good competition starter. I thought you were talking like they've got to do some sort of like Tinder bio type thing, like sell themselves in an Instagram post. But yeah, if it's just like a picture that is going to, you know,
like get a flare, some good throw clout, up a flare. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's like for some good clout and to get them on and, you know, make them look good against their fellow competitors. And yeah, I think that'd be a good start.
I mean, I don't know about you, Jay, like if we're asking people to post podcast specific bachelorette or bachelor posts, I think we'd be in trouble. We wouldn't have too many people signing up. I think we'd just have one and everyone in this call knows exactly who it is. And if he's listening, he knows who it is too. But what do you think, Jay? Any ideas that you had for the Talk on the Rocks Bachelor application?
I think it's funny if people are willing to do it. I think it'd be funny. I think I don't know who we would get, but trying to think of the logistics is a little tough right now. But I think once we like get some things going forward, I think it'd be a lot more clear once we kind of have an idea of what we're working with.
No, I agree. 100%.
I would absolutely love it if you could find some like strangers, like if this could get big enough so that there's like some total strangers in this competition, sort of like a Brock Bachelor type thing. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but Brock University did their own version of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, and it was a YouTube series, and it was huge. Like,
amazing.
It was a hit. I know like people from other schools watched it. It was obviously huge on campus at Brock, but it was entertaining. I waited for it every week. And
it was funny.
You know, that's how Brock TV, which is just like a YouTube channel, really got their got most of their hits. So I think that would be awesome if somehow we could get some strangers on. I think that'd be sick.
I think it's pretty funny too, because even if you don't admit it, like there's so many closet Bachelor fans as well. Like it's such a well-known show, and I feel like anyone can watch it, even if you're not watching it on a regular basis. It's one of those shows that you can just throw on any episode and everyone's talking in the room. Like everyone's got to throw in a comment. Everyone's got something to say about it. I mean, obviously the first episode's the best. That's must watch TV, but even just a random episode, you see these challenges, these dramatic males or females who are just saying the most outlandish things for this fake relationship that they have, that it's like, oh, I'm so in love with this person, even though there's 10 other people. It's like, that is just watchable content that I don't think will ever go away.
No. And like, they've got the secret recipe to what gets people talking. You know, you see it on your Instagram, you see it on Twitter. Like, I didn't watch the season at all, but I know something happened skydiving, didn't it? Didn't something happen?
Oh, it was fucked. Did you see that scene, Jack? Or did you just
she bounced?
Yeah, it was like, and it was bad because it was the girl who was having a lot of if you've seen the show, you know the controversy. Don't really want to get into it. It's a tough subject, and there was definitely a lot of learnings, hopefully, that came from that season that The Bachelor will implement going forward. But it was the girl who was at the center of the controversy.
Probably rigged their parachute for that.
The poor probably guy.
Like a pissed off intern.
I was watching the episode too, and the guy was like some young kid. He looked like he was not ready to like get this like girl out and like jump out of the plane and everything. I was like, something is a bit sketchy here. And then sure as shit, she hit her face off the ground so hard. I can't believe she wasn't concussed, which was also scary. I was watching American Idol last night and a very similar thing happened. It was a
concussion at American Idol.
Well, listen, like it got to Hollywood week. So they're doing duets, and this one girl, she was just singing, and they said she was dehydrated, probably high stress after doing her duet. They're about to vote, and she just passed out, and she spanked her chin off the ground. It was genuinely scary. Like, you know when you can hear people fall, and you're like, this is trouble? It was one of those situations. I felt I was in awe. The ambulance had to come and everything. Luckily, they got through. I don't know if they – no, she was already done singing. It was at the voting.
Grand finale.
I don't know if it was a sympathy vote, because if they would have sent her home after, I think the optics would have been a bit tough there. So I don't know if that's why she got through, but I think they were pretty good if I remember correctly. But it was shocking. You know those falls that you're like, holy shit, that's not good.
Wow. I've never heard of an injury on American Idol.
I know.
I've seen them on like America's Got Talent where – you know, some stuntman thing goes wrong or something like that happens, but never American Idol. But
American Idol's been good this year. I wouldn't say I watch it every year, but since I've been home, I watched the one they had during the pandemic when they were doing it from home, and then now they can do it in person. I think they got some sort of bubble going for Hollywood week as well. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan are a pretty good combo. Like, they're all so different. And it's a good family show. They had a lot of good stories. I feel like the auditions were very good because, like, very sad and then very funny. I don't know. I think Idol kind of went under for a couple of years, and I don't think it's anywhere where it used to be. But I think it's on the bit of a rise again, and it's occupying that Sunday night. I know football fans sometimes have something to do on a Sunday night. watch that big game. But other than that, like if I'm sitting down with my mom, my sister to watch TV, I personally don't have anything to watch on the Sunday night. I think that was a time period that needed to be filled by TV, and they've been doing it. I don't know about you guys, but I there's not even sports usually on a Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday nights are pretty slow. I remember, this has nothing to do with what I do on Sunday nights now, but my old Sunday night show was always Amazing Race. Growing up, it was the perfect Sunday? 8 p.m. Sunday yes, night CTV every Sunday for like from age, like I swear, like 8 to like probably 15. For that whole age range was just always Amazing Race Sunday nights. And then that went away on Sunday night. I'm sure it's still on, but
I would watch.
I don't
it.
Know the time slot.
And they so have now, a Canada one, which I find very interesting because there's such an increased chance that you've been to those places.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool when you see somewhere that you've been to. I would like, Jay, do you watch Amazing Race? Was that ever in your toolkit, or are you not an Amazing Race guy?
No, I was never an Amazing Race guy. I'm trying to think what I used to watch. As a kid, I used to watch a lot of Big Brother growing up. So that was always, and those were on Sundays.
I've never been into the Big Brother. Like, I would rather watch Amazing Race.
I don't understand
something.
It.
Yeah, I like.
It's a really complex game. It takes like a really high IQ to understand the game.
That's probably so
why. Lonzo Ball loves that show.
Me and we tweet about it.
Oh, that's funny. All right, we've had you guys on for a while. We can't keep our insider on for too long, not talking about basketball, because we got to get him back on maybe next week to do a post analysis of the trade deadline that's happened on the 25th. We went through our whole draft. Anything else you wanted to talk about today? Any final remarks on your wraps or what you think is going to happen at the deadline, Glenn?
You know, all I'll say about the deadline is, you know, I think it's important for Raps fans to stick with them. If you were there for the championship and enjoyed it, then I think it's important we stick by them now. You know, they're going through a rough stretch, and when I say trade these guys, it's not like those like rash decisions of all like we're no good now, get out of here sort of thing. It's more of a, it's had its run. I want to see these guys go to some contenders and win. You know, Kyle Lowry and Norm deserve to, especially Kyle deserves to be on a winning team before he's done in the NBA. So just kind of like a best of both worlds sort of a scenario is get him on a winning team, get the Raps some picks back or some assets back. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm like quitting on the Raptors or saying, you know, they're in a bad stretch, trade everybody. I think it is for the best. So we'll see what happens. But
I saw a Siakam Facebook, you know, those Facebook comments on TSN posts. It was toxic. So we don't think you're one of those guys, Glenn. You know, you ride or die with the Raptors, no matter how happy or mad they make you. any final remarks from you, Jay? I'm sure you're still happy with snagging Lonzo, the second overall pick in the draft. We'll see what the poll says about that one.
Yeah, no, I don't really have much of that.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for coming on, G. We
thanks
always appreciate it. Maybe we'll get you on again next week to talk more basketball, or the week after that when the dust kind of settles. Thanks for coming on, everyone. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this draft, and definitely go check out our Instagram. We'll throw a poll up there, throw a poll on Twitter. We'll see who won this draft, because I know we're three competitive guys and we want to see who wins.
I'll pay you.
Yeah. One, it's down to 10 cents a pick now, 10 cents a vote. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Take it easy. Peace.